they're saying basically it's okay to drink. That's what they're saying. Obviously, people have their concerns. Look, what I would say, if people start happy to drink it, they're safer not drinking it because if they're not happy with it, it's better not drinking it, to be honest with you, regardless what they're scared of. Because they're scared and just tell us a lot of things and it's not always what we want to hear, unfortunately. Look, I don't know, I'm no engineer, there's different opinions on what's there. Some people are saying that they've tested and there's too much chlorine and so on. I don't know like what's the ratio is supposed to be per liter of water and all that kind of stuff. But the safest way is anyway, no matter if people aren't comfortable drinking it, they're better not drinking it. This is some sort of form apparently of disinfectant that they put into the pipes after pipes bust and so on, this type of thing to disinfect the water basically in case any dirt or bacteria gets into it with the breakage. But it's obviously it's a big concern. People, you know, there's people concerned there today about small babies, new babies, so on, etc. This type of thing, and they're right to be concerned. Michaela, they are genuinely right, and they're concerned. They're right to voice their opinion as well. The problem we have here tomorrow today, you know, this year, like, there's no water in Creasley, there's no water in Fulcara, there's places outside Dunfanny, high up ground, there's no water. It's scared, and something not listening to us. There's people in Creasley have no water since Saturday. Today's Wednesday, like. There's people in Fulcara now, again today, with no water. It's unacceptable. There's people had to move animals today to try and get them into rivers and so on, because there's no water going into the fields from through the mains. This type of thing, like, and it's not on, like. But again, SKN refuses and tankers this way. They will not do it, like. And it's very, very unfair. And they won't build the reservoir bigger either, or refurbish it to a bigger stage. So I don't know where we're going with them. We're meeting now in September on a planned meeting, but at that meeting, I'd be asking them if we want an official meeting with the management of Aries Water and their TDs and the various other office members, senators and so on as well. See, what can we get done here in Western Eagle for the way things are at the moment? Because it's just gone beyond acceptable at the moment, Michaela, that people are sitting upwards of a week at this stage without water, like, of any kind. And it's not good enough going forward, and I want to get Irish Water, if we can manage it at all, into a room, the management of Irish Water, into a room, and face the people and tell them what's going wrong. Why are they refusing to invest money in Western Eagle? Because that is the reality. They are not investing the money here in Western Eagle. If they invested the money, we'd have less problems. It would cure a hell of a lot of money, to be fair, but at the moment they're refusing to do that. So where they refuse to invest money or refuse to listen to the six councillors and the Glentys MD, telling them day after day what's wrong, nothing's going to change. And my biggest fear is when Irish Water gets full control now, Michaela, before Christmas time, if they're expected to complete changeover, that Irish Water will just be put in the market and sold, and it'll be sold off to some foreign investor, and we'll be 10 times worse off than what we are at the minute. Bad knowledge it is. But if it goes to a private or foreign investor again, just, they'll not care. Just water will just be charged whatever annually, and people will be thrown onto the bus just. And SGN are to blame for the whole thing, the way they're continuing on, and they continue to carry on that way, like.